Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, the third parak, Mishnahs 4 and 5. Lo hayu osin lo chatas al gabi chatas, v'lo tinok al gabi chavero. We did not use purification on behalf of another purification, nor one child on behalf of another child. Utsuichen hayu hatinokas lahazos, but the children required sprinkling. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo hayisrichim lahazos. Rabbi Akiva says they were not required to be sprinkled. So if they rendered themselves pure, and the cow, pure for a cow purification, but the cow was not pure, so then it didn't help another cow. It has to be done over again from the beginning. And the same thing with a child. If there were two children, one who had been watched for the purpose of purification, and the other had only been watched generally, merely as a company to his friend, but not specifically for cow purification, the second one, who's just a friend, is not rendered fit by his friend being rendered fit. All right, and there's no fear of corpse impurity, according to Rav Akiva, and therefore they're not required to be sprinkled. And the halacha follows Rav Akiva. All agree they need to go to the mikveh, have immersion, because they may have become impure by a sheretz. Mishnah 5. Lo matzu misheva, osin mishesh, michamesh, mearba, mishalosh, mishtayim, umiachas. Umiasan. So if they did not find from the 7, they do from the 6, from the 5, from the 4, from the 3, from the 2, and from the 1. And who prepared them? Right? So again, we're talking about ashes. So there were cows that prepared during the time of the sanctuary to do the sprinkling from, and if they didn't find it from any of these, even if they only had the ashes for one cow, they still sprinkle on the Kohen from these ashes all the days of his separation, and that does render him ritually pure in order to prepare the new cow. Now, who prepared these cows? Harishona asa Moshe, Vashnia asa Ezra, Vachamesh me Ezra ve'elach, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Moshe Rabbeinu prepared the first one, and the second one was prepared by Ezra, and then five were prepared following Ezra. Hachamim Vachamim Omrim Sheva me Ezra ve'elach. No, Chachamim say that seven were prepared from Ezra and on. Umi asan, and who did them? Shimon HaTzadik, v'Yochanan Kohen Gadol, asu shtayim shtayim, that Shimon HaTzadik and Yochanan the high priest each prepared two. Yohanai ben Hakof, v'Chanamel HaMitzri, v'Yishmal ben Pibabi, asu achas achas. So each of them prepared one each. So the cows that are mentioned in our Mishnah from Ezra until the destruction of the temple were prepared by these people. Okay, and they prepared a second one, not just one, because the first one suffered a disqualification. But the Chum held that all of them were fit. Tomorrow we will be learning third parak, Mishnahs 6 and 7.